six-pack that we ever lost. When the Spinifex hit Sydney, it was the last thing we expected. When the desert reached the glades, but we tried to tame it. And when the emus grazed at Piermont, it suddenly dawned on us all. Hi everybody, the world was silent, the door was shut.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
Indeed, we love this. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. Thank you, DJ Jay, for another fabulous show. And it is 10 o'clock here on a Sunday evening, which means you are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Faire, and for the next hour, we are going to be bringing you a special version of the Squid Pod. We are celebrating Black History Month today. And if you're familiar with the show here, normally we kind of like to focus on the 80s, particularly like new wave, post-punk. We tend to spread our tentacles out into other eras as well here. But today we are going all over the map, but the focus is on black artists. So unfortunately, we're going to have to start off the show with a memoriam here to Al Jarreau, who passed away last Sunday, I believe at the age of 73. And yeah, we're going to do a couple tracks there as a tribute to him here. And particularly this one here from one of the most quintessential 80s sitcoms, in my personal opinion, huge fan of it. This is Al Jarreau.
Somebody by night. straight. I was shaking, but now I am making it right. Here in my mind, my heart will soar with love that's rare and real. My smiling face will.
Yes, Mr. Al Jarreau. Rest in peace, sir. Passed away last Sunday, the age of 76. We heard the title track to the sitcom Moonlighting there, which he did back in 1987, and we just wrapped it up there with Mornin' from his 1983 release, Jarreau. Sad news. All right. If you are just joining us here, you are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire, and this is a celebration of Black History Month here today, and I'm going to try to keep it into the 80s here, but trust me, I've got it all over the map here today, but I'm going to jump back into it here with at least some 80s music and some local music here with John Butcher Axes. Seriously, it's going to be John Butcher Axes, trust me.
But they won't make the world go.
Yes, Prince giving us Pink Cashmere from 1993. Al Green before that. That's The Way It Is off of his 1976 Full of Fire release. And we kicked off the set with, actually, that's the second song in that set was Alton and Hortense Ellis. And People Make the World Go Round. Alton's wife there, Hortense, on vocals, of course. And we started off with some local music there. John Butcher Axis and gave us Don't Say Goodnight off of his 1984 release, Stare at the Sun. It is 10:27 here on a Sunday evening. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Faire. And we have a special edition of the Squid Pod tonight as we celebrate Black History Month. We're going to dive back into it here with Aretha Franklin.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Mm-hmm. I'm not afraid to die. trap, made it full of pain. Can I really trust you, baby? Are you playing a game? Oh, are you serious? Or just having fun? Are you serious?
could either dance or just have a seat and listen to the way in what I am displaying. A different kind of rapper language that I am saying to all the party diplomatic doors for info. When it come to rockin' parties, I am a nympho maniac, brainiac for doing my dancing. My record make the music will put you in a trance and hypnotize your body and like it with my cardigan. You won't be fighting the illin', you just be partying down with the funky sound with yours truly. I'm the original B-R-Z, I'm it. Okay, I will the E and I claim to have fun and not be number one. And just here to let you know who's like running the place and everywhere that I perform and do a show, show, as long as you know that.
Nobody beats the biz.
Nobody beat the biz.
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 B-R-C-M-A-R-K-I-E-N. I go for what I know, doing a show for human beings. I'm guaranteed to ride to make the ladies scream and shout. I'm bout to wreck your body as they turn the party out. The Marty rapper, no tapper, always have a fawn. And when you hear the biz monkey, you get the jaw done. Yes, I'm the M-A-R-K-I-E-N, though that's me. I got the stutter step to keep in check. My speed is so unique. So they say I look and sound funny, but I don't be caring. I rock the Latin Quarter rooftop, Bean Square, and Roseland. The Hawthorne, Madison Square Garden, even rock for the World Fair at Javits Center. Parting the way that I'll be talking about the places I be rocking. I love to perform for the people that be clocking. I say that your own mind don't want it like I want it, but you pay for a good performance. You're going it, you want it. That's why I'm here to be like letting you knowin' that I'm a highly recognized as the king of disco and making people laugh and have a lot of enjoyment. I'm the best person for this type of employment. That's why. That's
nobody
why.
Nobody beats the biz.
Nobody beat the biz.
Nobody beats the biz.
Nobody beat the biz.
Break of dawn. When you buy food cheap, you need a coupon. I catch a sale retail before it gets stale. To hurry up and get the wick, check out the mail and shop nonstop. But how I hip hop on the mic and like make it cooperate with the rhythm. That is what I give them. Reagan is the prez, but I voted for Shirley Chisholm. It might sound confusing, the style that I'm using. But in the end, I'm sure that you will find it quite amusing and funny. Oh, honey, it's just ridiculous. Don't try to front. Come on and admit you was thrilled. Chill, your heart was. So respect the architect as I begin to build. Science and my reliance is upon my rap. Like Carl Lewis, I get to it. So let's go to lap. Let's go to lap.
Nobody beats the biz.
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 Nobody beats the biz. Nobody beats the biz.
Check out someone else. Railroad track in my neighborhood. Ain't no trains around that far, just ain't no good. I wanna know what's going down. And the pimp on the corner looks like the sharpest cat in town. Get caught by the hook of a crook. Hard time for cool. Look out, Jay. What you say? What you carrying, brother? I hope you're clean, cause the man is mean. Oh, don't come enough further. We all know the answer. We'll come out in time. I might even carry some of your load right along with mine. Thank you, man. Mr. Flea, cause I must be Hercules. I must be Hercules. Like a bird on the wing, I just wanna be free enough to do my thing. feel the pressure from every side. If you're not gonna help, don't hurt, just pass me by.
Hercules, indeed. You have been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. We got a couple more minutes here to squeeze one more track in, but that's going to just about do it for me. Thanks for listening, everyone, here. This has been a special edition of the Squid Pod as we've been celebrating Black History Month here. You can email me with questions, comments, love letters at squidpodmusic@gmail.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter at SquidPodMusic. Let's talk about what we've been listening to here real quick. And let's see, where do we start that set off with? Yes, Aretha Franklin with Rock Steady from her 1972 release, Young, Gifted, and Black. Anita Baker gave us Just Because off of her 1988 release, Giving You the Best That I Got. Carol Fran was in there with Are You Serious off of the 1994 compilation Blue Highway. And Chaka Khan, back when she was with Rufus in 1983, gave us Ain't Nobody. Biz Markie gave us Nobody Beats the Biz off of his 1994 Best of Biz's Baddest Beats. And we wrapped it up there with Aaron Neville with his track Hercules from 1973. Thanks for listening, everyone. Be sure to check in here again next Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for another edition of Songs from the Squid Pod.
can change my point of view. So come.